Oh, welcome, grandkids, to the possibly silliest edition of Stunt Granny yet. I am here with my cohort in crime.
Oh, yes, yes, that is me. My name is Dusty. We might have met before, perhaps.
Once, in person at least.
Indeed.
Yeah, that was way back at WrestleMania when I was married to a dumb bitch.
Yeah, you were dragging around that boat anchor. What happened there?
Yeah, well, that was not part of my silly evening.
No.
So I'm just going to ignore her, really.
Okay, well, that's a good strategy. But what has made your day so slap-happily silly?
Well, I just got out of two games of sand volleyball, and then I played a game of soccer directly thereafter. And I haven't eaten at all, and I just started drinking already, so.
Wow, okay.
No sippy time beer after the show. It's going on during the show today, and maybe I'll even have a second one, depending upon how long we bitch, moan, and complain about wrestling today.
It's going to be quite a while since you're hooked up with me, but my, aren't we Johnny Athlete, huh? And I say that
yes.
With every bit of jealousy that it sounds like it's coming. So,
yeah. Oh, man.
We are recording late at night once again.
Me well, and that... Yeah, that probably is not helping either. Like,
no.
It's supposed to be bedtime in about 50 minutes, and I know that we're going to go beyond that. I have no doubt in my mind.
No.
We always plan for, like, oh, yeah, let's do 30 minutes, and then it just fucking blows up in an hour anyway. So, you know,
right.
There's no use in denying it.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be like Ric Flair at the Royal Rumble. It's going to be just a marathon, so...
Oh, man, there are too many people that have done that now.
Who do what?
Who did the marathon during the Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they've done it enough now that, yeah, it's not quite as impressive to have done it.
Right.
Because wasn't Ray the most recent one to do it?
I believe so.
Yeah, because then, well, Michaels had done it, and did somebody, did Kane, no, Kane was just in there for a really goddamn long time, that's right.
Right.
Kane should not be winning
like
anything.
It just seemed like forever, it wasn't.
Oh, man. So, what do we want to start with here today? We kind of vaguely mapped things out earlier in the day, and I pulled that up.
Yeah, we got some news snippets we can talk about.
Do we want to go? Do we want to go fresh off the presses and just blow this thing up to start with, or do we want to save that for a more of a simmer down point? Like I just watched that angle, so you know, I guess I might be apt to just start complaining right now.
Oh, well, let's talk about that then, because I didn't see it because I literally don't have that channel right now. I'm down to the bare bones to try to save me some money. So I wasn't able to watch the show even if I wanted to. So tell me what happened there.
Well, our good buddy who maybe, or may, who did the little, what, he had a doctor's problem with the WWE? I mean, this whole story's kind of broken this week.
Yeah, from what I'm understanding, he is so unhealthy that WWE couldn't sign him if they wanted to. So instead of this raising major flags, hey, maybe we should hold off on this guy, TNA snatches him right up.
Yeah, and like, I think it was Powell pointed out that they didn't show any interest in him until the WWE did.
Yes.
Like,
and
that's,
I mean,
the other thing.
Okay.
It's
he's
like,
not as great as everybody's pointing out, but he's a very good worker. He's at least better than half of TNA right now. Why were they sleeping on him?
I don't know. Like, yeah, I mean, that there's no reason that they should not have wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
They wanted Sharkboy more than him.
Huh?
They wanted Sharkboy more than him, you know?
Sharkboy. Oh, thank God they got... That's one of the few people they actually really just have gotten rid of.
Yeah. After how long, though? You know, it was ridiculous.
Too long.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, but the fact that they actually came to their senses at some juncture is quite impressive.
You take victories as you can get them in TNA, yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Jeremy's old gimmick that he had there, what did TNA do right this week?
That's right! Getting rid of Sharkboy was definitely one of those things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has to have been months at this point since the Justice League disbanded or whatever the fuck they were.
I
still did love that review that I did of that kid doing the Sharkboy impression. They get the worst models for their shop zone. They're just horrendous. And now they're just mostly having wrestlers do it, and it looks really bad.
Well, for a while, DJ James was their official hat model. That was some good times.
Oh, man. DJ James. Oh, yeah, wow. Okay, this is going to be a free-flowing conversation, obviously. Back to the point, I guess. Our good buddy Nigel McGuinness, the name I thought was terrible to start with. And now, knowing what the gimmick is after watching it, they're playing him like he's cool, like Winston Wolf.
What?
Yeah. Okay. He did like the... He came in wearing sunglasses, and then, like, he took the sunglasses off, beat up Kurt Angle, threw them back on, and said, "My name's Wolf."
Oh, God.
The beginning was not so great.
Also, if you could indulge me for just a second.
Sure. If you
he's
want
on
to...
the hunt, he's after you. Okay. I'm okay.
Outstanding. That was more than worth indulging on.
These urges hit me and I have to indulge them or else they will eat me alive. So I appreciate that.
Oh, man. And his beatdown was kind of weak. But he did kind of make up for it in the... Kurt Angle called him out at the end of the show. And then he comes, Angle gives him like a three count or something to get out there. Well, he doesn't come out. And Angle goes to the back and he essentially gets bushwhacked. Not essentially. I guess I always consider bushwhacks from behind, but he came from like the announcer's tables and got him, you know, head on, but he kind of caught him out of the blue.
Gotcha.
I don't know why I consider bushwhacks just from behind. Like, I think that actually works in that sentence.
Well, what I think of when you describe that is like Macho Man attacking Ultimate Warrior at Royal Rumble 91, where he came out of absolutely nowhere on the side. I would say that is a bushwhacking.
Okay. So, yeah, he kind of got him head-on, and he gives him a big clothesline, and then he, beat him up some in the ring, gave him a Tower of London, and put a chair to Angle's throat and then said, "My name is Wolf," and he walks away. The beatdown, I thought, was good. The other three parts of his debut, not so good, in
the
my
first
book.
Thing
I would
I'm thinking is that they kind of stole Dolph Ziggler's gimmick. Where
well, and then...
The... name, and that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I thought. I'm like, oh my God, like, and they're doing a Ziggler type thing too. And I'm like, oh man. Yeah, just all around not good.
Sometimes I always beat up on TNA, but they're always doing something, you know? They're always doing something that makes you wonder, like, are they trying to succeed, or are they doing this on purpose to fail? I don't get it.
Yeah, no, like we are like some outpost in the Arctic at this point. From what I can tell from our message board and from from Facebook, because a lot of the guys we used to talk to on the Torch and whatnot are like, man, I haven't watched in 5 months.
Right.
And we are honestly we are holding out some kind of hope for some goddamn awful reason.
I don't see a lot of reason for hope.
Yeah, but there really isn't at all. Like, I mean, like I said, like it's not good when 3 out of 4 parts of your debut aren't good.
Right. I always thought that, well, at least they still have Cornette on their payroll. So maybe someone will get smart and get rid of Russo and put Cornette in charge. And so, of course, they chose Russo, you know? Just every little piece of hope is slowly evaporating.
Yeah, so there was that. Like, I really don't feel like we don't really need to stick on TNA for too long here, really, honestly.
Please.
Because I
I
didn't
don't
watch.
see heartburn.
I literally did not watch anything else but that. Like, I heard that he was going to debut, so I'm like, yeah, I'll give it a throw before we record. And, wow. Whew. So,
They had an opportunity to make him like their William Regal, you know? The butt-kicking British dude who makes good facial expressions. But they can't do anything right. I don't know why I expect them to do things right. I don't know.
yeah.
No.
It's not good. Not good.
Not good.
Plus,
Well,
Angle's
also
ring,
not.
Angle's ring gear. I'm trying to get out some Art of Wrestling stuff that I don't feel like typing.
Yeah.
His outfit is hideous.
You used to have one of those.
There is no reason even someone who's colorblind should look at that thing and go, oh, yeah, that looks great.
That's the ticket. Woohoo! Oh.
Just terrible. Just he has the worst tights in wrestling, period.
Agreed.
That is my 2 cents worth.
No, you know what? Second worst. Christopher Daniels.
Oh, he hasn't gone back to the biker shorts yet, has he? He's doing the long pants thing. And they're tight fitting, which is bad because his legs, even though he's not that big of a guy, his legs still kind of look skinny to me.
Kind of chicken leg, yeah.
Yeah, I mean he's not a big dude. And
Right.
that's just ri that would that makes it extra spacey, along with the fact that the guy has like 5 miles of torso. Like I feel like his torso goes down to his knees.
It really does. It really does. He's got a big old
You know?
giraffe neck and then a huge torso.
Yeah.
Very awkward looking person.
Yeah. And well, I don't know. We made fun of Joe enough that he changed back to the shorts and the well, I mean he added a sash or whatever he wants to call it. So it's definitely a step in the right direction, I would say. Like the pants were not working for him at
No, not
all.
at all.
And on top of that, the bad like leopard print or whatever the fuck that was, just not good. I
No.
don't get it. You know,
No, that was
I'm not as
embarrassing.
again, not asking for big corrections. There's little stuff that you can get right, and you know
Yep.
what? That's a little thing at least.
Mm-hmm. Like, if I was a wrestler, I would totally want something that looks flattering on me, you know? And I don't care about fashion at all, but you're presenting yourself to the public, you know? You need to look good. So, why he didn't take one look at that and go, okay, let's do something else, just baffles.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, you got to be a little bit of fashionista to you know, hey, even Steve Austin knew how to get a look over.
Yeah, yep. Credit where it's due, Austin really was meticulous about his gimmick. He really, took great pains to protect himself. So I think more people should do that.
Yep. Completely agree. Wow. I'm picking pretzel out of my mouth because I'm eating dinner right now, too.
Uh-oh. What's for dinner?
I'm having cheddar rolled gold pretzels.
Nice.
Yeah. Quality.
Part of a balanced breakfast, but you're having it for dinner. Interesting.
When you're having beer, you've got to have pretzels.
That's right. That's true.
So, let's talk about something that's not any more pleasant, really, than TNA. Poor JR has suffered another bout of a Bell's palsy attack.
Mm-hmm.
Missed out on what I would say that, even though I think that the King has gotten worse, when they had announced that the King was going to go over there for SmackDown to replace Grisham, I was like, okay, you know what? As a one-time thing, I think this is pretty cool.
Right.
You know, because even when they do the pay-per-views together, even, like, you know, there's so many voices, like, it doesn't really feel like it's just Lawler and Ross together.
Yeah.
And it really has it been a couple of years now at this point that they haven't worked together? 2-3 years?
Yes, actually. It's been more than a year. I know that.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, you know, this kind of feels novel. This is kind of neat. Like, they're kind of going a little bit old school and they're going to team them up. So, I mean, I was actually really kind of looking forward to that. Which is kind of, you know, I mean, you know, not to kind of downplay what really happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I had actually really looked forward to that. I'm like, oh, this is going to be kind of fun. And, that kind of doubly sucks for him. Because, I mean, I'm guessing that, you know, I mean, he's kind of made some references before about working with King again, so.
You know he likes King. You know, that's probably his biggest ally in the company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
I've got to imagine he's a little bum, too.
Definitely. As Keish pointed out on our message board, something's really got to be stressing him out to have caused the attack in the first place.
Oh. Yeah, well, maybe it's the Sooners' second loss of the season.
Could be. He really takes that personally.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Oh, he's dedicated.
Yeah. I'm pretty loyal, but I wouldn't have a heart attack if, the Steelers lost or anything like that.
Well, good, because they're going to.
Yeah, no, I don't. Oh, yeah, they play. Well, I might actually get to watch it here, which is kind of nice. I'm glad Minnesota's coming to town.
Oh, definitely.
Because, since the NFC team's on the road, Fox gets the rights. So I should be able to watch it here at home, which is always a pleasant experience. Because it's just like, no matter what you say around here, Browns fans still feel some need to make fun of you when your team, when the Steelers lose. I'm like, dude, your team is atrocious. It's been atrocious for a long time. I don't understand where this comes from here, pal.
That's like having a homeless person mock your house. You know? It's like, oh,
yeah.
Really? You want to go there?
Yeah, I was like, dude, we just won the Super Bowl last year. Like, when was the last time the Browns won? Oh, that's right. They've never won a Super Bowl.
When's the last time they won a game, you know?
Well, it's honestly been, well, the Steelers won the first one already this year, and I would be pretty shocked if they don't win the second one. I honestly think it's been 7 years. Seven and a half years since the Browns have won.
Sure. So there's no room to talk.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, if you are defeated by an opponent for seven consecutive years in the NFL, like, I mean, it should happen. Like, especially in your division. At some juncture, you should beat another team. Like, no matter how good they are most of the time and how bad you are most of the time, like...
Yes.
There's usually some, like, turnover, but the Browns have been that awful for that long.
For a long, long time. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and they feel the need to make fun of Steelers fans. It's like, seriously, like, I mean, I think that's because that's the only thing they really have. Like, they don't have a good team. So, like, the only joy that they can get out of life is making fun of a winning team.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, anywho. Yeah,
okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if they lose this Sunday. I'll just throw that out there.
Okay. I actually picked them to win, I think, so we'll see.
Yeah, losing Aaron Smith, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
There are three guys I don't like to see leave the team. Aaron Smith, Troy Polamalu, and Big Ben.
Yep.
Wow, man. Brian Fuentes has himself in a fucking jam.
Hmm.
2-2, two outs, top of the ninth, bases loaded. Oh, man, 3-2 count now. Yes, kids, we are live and completely off the rails.
Yes, we are. I'm hoping that Los Angeles wins because they are the lesser of the two evils. But time will tell.
Yeah, and actually, that's a Columbus boy at bat there.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, Nick Swisher grew up here and went to Ohio State.
Let me just say, I love Nick Swisher.
And he just extended this series another game, at least.
He might be my favorite player in baseball, even though he is a Yankee. So, that's the one glimmer of hope I have for the Yankees is that he would win a championship.
Gotcha. Okie dokie. Well, that's over with. And
yeah.
I don't know. Do we have much else on good old JR there?
Well, what do you think about the whole Jim Ross to TNA thing? Do you think that's anything, or do you think that's just like mindless speculation but from certain people who I won't name?
I would have to think that's mindless speculation. Like, I just don't see it. Especially if he thinks, like, he never seems to let on that he thinks that the WWE quality is below what TNA does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he always kind of throws not like a heavy jab, but just kind of like an outside light jab kind of all the time at TNA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he kind of keeps them at a distance. You know, I don't think he necessarily hates them, and maybe he just wants to kind of leave the door open a little bit, but he wants to kind of keep them at arm's length. And, yeah, I don't know. And especially if he just, you know, if he thinks he's going to have further problems with the Bell's palsy,
mm-hmm.
You know, why not just stay home? And how many restaurants does that dude have at this point?
Yeah, a bunch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, that's probably a little more stress-free. The guy's got to have enough money to retire.
I think it's much more likely that he'd retire than go to TNA. I think he knows that for for as much as he doesn't like what WWE is doing right now, he knows that it's much better to stay there than it is to go to that mess. So I really think his two options are to stay in WWE or just to retire.
Yeah, and, you know, and this was something else we wanted to bring up here. He is getting to call the best of the brands at this point.
Absolutely. And he's part of the reason why it is the best. So.
Yeah. Grisham, I think he's getting marginally better. He could get better. But he's getting somewhere, I think. Like, I think he's improved since working with JR.
Totally agree.
So that doesn't hurt because, yeah, Jerry Lawler has just been mailing it in because Michael Cole is fucking awful.
I think it's night and day. When Lawler is with Jim Ross, he actually cares and does a decent job. And when Lawler is with somebody like Michael Cole, he's just cashing a paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is. And I have a hard time blaming him.
I would hate working with Michael Cole.
Yeah, like,
strong.
I mean, I don't understand how he still has a job. Like, I just really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that Coachman was a better announcer than fucking Michael Cole. Like, I still can't even think back that far because Coachman's been gone for a couple of years now, too.
Pretty long time, yeah.
Yeah, because wasn't that too... What was the flap that happened that wasn't too long after he left and he interviewed Vince McMahon? Oh, it was the whole Denver Nuggets playoff thing earlier this year.
You can't use the arena because of the playoff game, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's only been about a year or so then.
Okay.
You know, because it was about, you know, it was a couple of months after he left WWE, I think, that he did that interview. You know, I think it had been like 3 or 4 months,
it was about a year and a half then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Kia. Okie dokie. My dog is just, she is licking way too much. Kia, enough. Enough.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks. Yeah,
we
told you at the top of the show that it was going to be silly. So, mm-hmm. You know, bear with. So, okay, yeah, I think we've settled the JR stuff then.
Yep.
We kind of wanted to, concentrate on a little bit of SmackDown since we do feel that it is a little bit better. And we always have a habit of leaving it out of the loop.
Mm-hmm. But it's worth talking about because, like we said, it's the best thing going right now. So let's be positive for a change.
Well, and you know what? I think after ECW was a little wobbly there for a while. Like, I have different expectations for ECW, and I think that plays a part in it.
Yeah.
They're gonna have new guys. Stuff's gonna be wrong a little bit. They're using it again as a stepping stone, and they've fortunately weeded out a couple of the bad guys, like Tyler Rex, I think, who has taken a fairly long break here, and deservedly so. That's the chance, and I didn't think about that until right now. That's the chance that you run with that kind of a show, unfortunately.
That's right.
You bring up him, and was there someone else that they don't really have on anymore that they had brought up semi-recently?
Well, the most recent people they brought up was Abraham Washington, Yoshi Tatsu.
And they have kind of cut back on old Abe, even with his Tony Atlas. Like, I think this is a, this, if he hadn't done the intro this week to ECW, which I thought was an, you know what, and speaking of things that I'm positive about, I really like the way ECW introed this week.
Yeah, there we go.
You know, because, A, he did it before the music. Like, they kind of did the whole little WWE montage thing. But they didn't do the ECW music, and they cut right to Abraham Washington and Tony Atlas's giant cranium in a shot.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm. They were so close to the camera. Like, they were both, like, Abraham Washington was really close, but Tony Atlas was not that far behind. And, like, both of them just, like, filled up the TV. And
yeah.
Tony Atlas, I mean, Tony Atlas is a big guy, so he's going to have a big head. But,
right.
like, just to see that whole giant mass and that big old grin, as soon as the music cut, I was like, oh, my God. You know, it's like, you know, you don't need to just go right into the intro music or go right into, like, somebody doing a promo or walking down for a promo or a match or something like that, like, it was kind of a nice, like, you know, you don't need to do it all the time, but just throw it in there every now and again. So it doesn't feel like you're just doing one thing all the time. I was like, oh, wow, this is kind of cool. And then to include Jericho.
Yep.
And I think Abe was not given any bad jokes to tell or, like, a dozen bad jokes to tell, which is another thing that probably hurts him on his show. Like, maybe he isn't as bad as I think, and it's just because they have so poorly written his lines, like, there's nothing he can do.
That's a very, very good observation. Maybe he's not that bad. Maybe he's just the product of over-scripting by stupid people.
Because, you know, I thought he did okay up against Jericho. I mean, he didn't have a lot of talk with him. But he did talk to him. Did he talk back to him a couple of times?
Maybe.
I think once at least.
Once.
And I was like, oh, wow. You know, he kind of seemed like, you know, but like I said, like, he wasn't doing any dumb jokes. He wasn't, well, yeah, it's the dumb jokes are just fucking awful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So anywho, yeah. That was something that was good this week, and since we were kind of floating in the ECW direction there at first, you know, I went there. Good gravy. Well, SmackDown then. Do you have anything in particular that you wanted to talk about? I just pulled up the review of the show.
Well, you know, I was fairly impressed with Mysterio over Batista. I thought that was kind of something, you know?
Yeah.
The end result, more than the match itself, I should say, really raised an eyebrow on this old skeptic. So that deserves note right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, because what? He's not on Team SmackDown, is he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, you've really got to figure that somehow he gets in this week. Like, because there's one guy, I don't know how, yeah, fuck it, I'm just going to flow with it here.
Okay.
The way Triple H talked on Monday, and I know we're not trying to talk too much negative stuff, but,
yeah.
We have two very newcomers on Team SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
And one, he's not even hot off the presses at this point.
Right.
And he just had his debut match with his manager, Vicky Guerrero, this past SmackDown here, Mr. Eric Escobar.
Right. That was going to be my next thing I brought up, is Escobar. So.
Yeah, well, I think the two of them can really be tied together. Like, yeah. To me, since I, and I believe you do not read spoilers, and
no.
Since I'm usually trying to do something for the site, I do not really read spoilers either anymore because I feel like it's more important to get something done.
Yeah.
I would have to think that maybe Batista gets a chance to replace him for one reason. I would hope so. Like, it would get a little more... It would give that match a little more star power for SmackDown, who is a little light on it.
Definitely agree with that.
Because, mm-hmm. And even as much as... Well, Dolph definitely deserves to be there, but... Ooh, that match that he got to was a bit of a repeat. Okay, that's a little off track, though. Let's get back to Mr. Escobar. What did you think of him?
Brings much joy to Mudville that he was put over Matt Hardy. That was excellent, 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 excellent. A, because I hate Matt Hardy. And B, because that's the perfect guy to start him off against. You know, a guy who's not a top-tier guy, but who is established enough where beating him means something. So I thought that was right on. That was right on the ball.
Yeah, I don't really mind the outcome of it. I just thought the match itself was a little short.
Well, it was too short to tell whether Escobar is going to be anything or not.
Yeah.
Maybe they're protecting him because he's not good. I don't know.
Well, and I guess you could still protect him for a second straight week because you're not going to have Batista look all that weak against him, and he would end up working another short match.
Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
We're not really knowing anything about him, except that he's with Vicky, who's like a total heat magnet, so he's got that going for him.
Yeah. And, yeah, I don't know. You just know that isn't he? Did they say he's from Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't see that in my review. I can't remember if she mentioned something.
I remember it vaguely, so maybe it's just
hallucinogenic
to me, but I don't know.
Rock and roll. Well, yeah. So I think that's a pretty good cover of him there. I mean, he really wasn't given much of a chance to shine or not shine, really.
Yeah. I hope they let him and Matt Hardy go 10 to 15 every night on the house show circuit.
Yeah.
Give him some ring experience. Who knows?
Yeah. Matt can definitely be one of those guys that sticks around forever in jobs. Just he can already start his job festival here. He's going to be the next Chris Finley.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He'll always be there. He can wrestle well enough that they're probably not going to boot him off the roster. And
right.
they'll always keep him in hopes that his far more charismatic, much more money-drawing brother comes back at some point.
Right.
Well,
so long as they ask him every day, is Jeff cleaned up yet? Is he ready? No? Okay.
Did Jeff get rid of those charges yet?
Not yet? Okay. No, we love you, Matt. We're going to keep you around for a long time. We love you. We got big plans for
Well, plus he'd always work, too, if they need to reshuffle. He would work as the big fish in the little pond if he went back to ECW.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no reason he couldn't stay in that status, too, for
that might
you know,
be the perfect
near the rest of his career.
I like
yeah,
that.
Well, him and Christian would create some good matches if Christian stayed over there. And, again, you know what? Free-flowing. Speaking of good matches, I thought that Christian in Jericho was far superior of a match than Triple H, John Cena on Monday.
definitely.
Even though it went about, I think it went about 5 minutes left.
Yeah,
so I think it went about 15 or something like that.
Mhm.
And you know what? That definitely, that was more than enough for them to put on quite a show.
Oh yeah.
I thought. You know, it really was a bit of a disappointment that they did not mention that ahead of time.
Right.
You know, that's the only thing. Like, I'm actually all for having people kind of surprise show up every now and again.
Right. But in some instances, it would really benefit them to promote it.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, that was way back at the beginning of ECW.
Mm-hmm.
Because, this ECW, it's part two here of ECW. And, it's been a while, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Definitely.
Wow. I completely lost my train of thought there. Neat. So. We were talking about the promoting. It would have helped much. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't have helped that much just because it was Jericho, too. It wasn't like it was DX. Well, that's
true
the other
that.
Thing I was thinking. They did DX way back when, when ECW first started. And I don't know if Jericho would get, you know, I think Jericho's doing great right now, but I don't know if he'd get the television draw that somebody like a face would really either.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. As it was just a nice surprise, you know?
Yeah.
Something that kind of rewards people for watching.
Yeah, and Jericho, unfortunately, still is the only person who is doing other people favors and jobbing for them cleanly.
Mm-hmm. He is a total professional.
Yep, he does it for JTG to get crime time build up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he loses this week, you know, to make Christian look good in front of the ECW audience.
Yep.
You know, and it's a nice buffer for Christian, too, without having to go straight into another feud, you know. It gives them a week to come up with somebody else, which was Yoshitatsu.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a solid but unspectacular match on ECW.
Right. No, yeah, that's a perfect summary of it.
Yeah.
Really, what it did is plant the seeds for future episodes of ECW. Hey, maybe somebody else will show up, you know?
Yep. Yeah, and they certainly need it. Like, they could probably... I was talking to Jeremy about that today. I think they could probably use about two more bodies. Like,
sure.
I don't think they need any more than two more, but, like, you know, I think that would give them just enough variety, especially with superstars these days. They get that extra match in, so they usually have five matches in a week.
Right.
And we were thinking... Our line of thinking, too, was, wow, how much did the WWE fuck up? Really? If they had left Evan Bourne on that show right now...
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's what we thought. We're like, oh, my God, if they had just left Evan Bourne on ECW right now, like, it would be somebody else for Christian to wrestle. It wouldn't... I like Yoshi. I think he... I know what he does is he doesn't slap his thigh right when he kicks. Like somebody pointed out, I think it's Powell or somebody pointed out.
Very good.
You know, Yoshi's kicks don't look as bad as Tajiri's or even CM Punk's really. But he doesn't. I paid attention this week and he doesn't slap his leg, and I think that hurts his delivery of his kicks. You know, I mean, it's not someone
like it's
actually...
powerful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's more the problem than it actually looking bad. Like, I think his kicks look good.
Mm-hmm.
But that extra noise really, you know, that takes it to the next level there.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't need to sound like the shotgun that Tajiri fucking let loose with.
I don't know what the hell. Was he hiding a shotgun in his tights or something? He was amazing. But
yeah, no, he really was. Like, that always came off like a sonic boom, practically. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I don't understand.
What was he doing?
Yeah, I mean, if it was right on his own skin, I would have been like, oh, okay. But, like, it was always, like, through his giant baggy-ass tights. And I'm like, what the fuck, man?
I have no clue. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that always bugged me.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's some wind tunnel effect in the pants or something, but it really should have kind of dissipated the sound in my book. At least that's the way I think that normally works.
Well, if somebody listening knows, please tell us, because I'm curious. So, somebody with a physics degree or something, help me out. Anywho.
So, wow, yeah, we're staying on a positive track here.
Definitely.
I think we've we seem to be hodgepodging between ECW and SmackDown here.
Yeah.
So, I guess I mentioned the other young guy that is on Team SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
A little more of a name since he's had, a month, 2 month run now?
Yeah, you can't really say he's new anymore. It's been 2 months, three?
Well,
about.
I think he attacked R-Truth like 3 months ago.
Right.
Or 2 months ago, I should say.
And then they've been kind of drawing it out a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unfortunately, when you keep on having Drew McIntyre win, it does not feel like you're drawing it out at all.
Yeah, yep.
It just feels like K-Quick can't get enough of Drew McIntyre for some reason.
Or Quick Trip. But that's another guy who it's reasonable that they can expect him to lose all the time, though.
R-Truth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really don't seem to have anything significant planned for him, so it's not like it's a huge loss.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He really does. But he's kind of at that point again, though, that if they need him to put some people over, he almost needs a win against somebody right now.
That's very true. Because he almost has no credibility anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Good point.
Yeah, that's fine. Vince McMahon signed, quote-unquote, oh my God. That's the one thing that annoys me about SmackDown, but we're staying positive here, so let me... Get away from Vince McMahon being on SmackDown.
Oh.
And back to his signee though, because I seem like we kind of got a little off track there with Drew talking about when exactly he started. Yeah, he's not completely new.
Mm-hmm.
Has a pretty solid look, pretty solid attitude.
Yeah.
But considering that he beat R-Truth. For the spot, it would have been nice to see him beat somebody else for the spot.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, I don't care who it was. I'm sure they could, and I'm not even looking at the fucking roster right now.
I don't care enough to look, but yeah.
Well, I have a piece of bologna in my right hand. So I'll check in a little bit.
Okay. Well, if it's that serious to you, I got the rosters printed out here, so, I mean.
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler, Kane, Primetime, Hart Dynasty, Finlay, Mike Knox, R-Truth, Jimmy Yang, Funaki.
Jimmy Yang, Funaki. Drew McIntyre can beat both of them. Jimmy Yang could you know, Jimmy Yang could work. He's almost on R-Truth level. He's probably a little bit lower, but what the fuck?
What the fuck, yeah. Exactly.
You know, if you're going to have R-Truth beat somebody, or Drew McIntyre beat somebody, you know, just have him beat Jimmy Yang. Why not?
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. then it's not quite the same match, and Jimmy Yang gets a little bit of playtime.
You got to justify that paycheck somehow.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
Yep.
And I forgot to get my second beer, too, when I was back out there.
Uh-oh.
You know, Grandpa doesn't have much money, so it's a Miller Lite cans right now.
Indeed. I think we're all broke. I think that's a common theme for Stunt Granny right now.
Yeah.
We're all scraping the poverty lines, basically.
Wow, there were only a couple of matches there. Well, do we want to talk about the whole team, or you know, it's we've been about 40 minutes. We have we kind of skimmed over Batista and Rey. Do we want to go back to that, or
let's go back to it and just get that out of the way? It's like I was commenting on the finish was something else to me. The match itself, not the best. Batista. Let me go out on a branch and say he's not the best worker on SmackDown. I'll go out on that limb, but...
Yeah, that's a rather healthy limb.
I would say that's going to keep me up for a little while anyway. But it's always an interesting dynamic when you got small guy against big guy. Like, I remember when they had 1-2-3 Kid against Yokozuna, for example. And they were making such a big deal out of the size difference and blah, blah, blah. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, some guys, I think, can make up for that size difference. Like, I even think that maybe some of the bigger guys could probably work better with Rey than Batista.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, his complete immobility, like, flexibility... ...really kind of does him in as a good opponent against Rey.
I agree. They got some big guys who can move around, you know?
Yeah. And then...
If it- one of those guys, then it would have been a good match, but...
Yeah, because have they... have they done Rey against Mike Knox? They have, haven't they?
I think so.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that that might be a decent matchup, because then you could have Rey win, and Knox is definitely more... more flexible than Mr.
Yeah.
Batista.
I think Knox is undercover great. I love that guy.
Yeah, no, for whatever reason, they seem to have fucked him back over. I don't quite understand it.
I don't know. I don't begin to understand what they're doing. So,
I just
kind of swallow the applesauce as they feed it to me.
Okie dokie. Well, do we got anything else on that match then? Or on the finish or anything like that?
Not really. That's about the extent of my knowledge.
Rock and roll. Well, then we have three other team members here that we could go through with their matches if we wanted to just kind of put a little bow on this thing, or do we, what else was there that went down in the news department this week? Is there anything else in the news department that we want to roll over?
Well, I mean, word is now that, TNA got Nigel, or Wolf, I'm sorry, Wolf, WWE is probably going to get Bryan Danielson. And I would say that's a pretty good trade for WWE. I think they came out on the better end of that one.
Yeah, I've got to admit, I have not seen too much of Danielson's work. Yeah, he always seems to be gone from Ring of Honor when I've watched it.
Sure. Sure. I have been watching YouTube videos of him. He's actually quite impressive as a talker. It kind of surprised me, actually. I didn't think he would be much of an interview. I figured he'd be like an all work rate kind of guy, but he's not. He does have a great personality.
Outstanding. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so they're getting kind of a... God, I don't know who I could compare him to. He's, well, he's very white, for one thing. My first instinct was because of how pasty he was to compare him to Bob Backlund, but he's actually good. So.
Well, yeah, and he, I still think he is a shade darker than Sheamus.
Yep, yep.
Which is quite a statement, really. You are really splitting hairs between shades of whiteness when you can tell that one of those two is darker than the other.
That's right. That should be the first feud. Who's whiter? Sheamus versus Dragon. No.
Yeah, but that would probably be a pretty solid place for him, though.
I definitely agree. You just talked about how ECW needs two more people? Well, Bryan Danielson and Low-Key. That's who it should be.
Yeah, shit, they have Low-Key, don't they?
Yeah, they're hiding him in developmental.
Man, they need to stop doing that bullshit.
I know!
That was the other thing. Was that you or somebody else brought that up on the message board?
It's me.
Okay. I wasn't completely sure.
They did a Colt Cabana for no reason. They're hiding Low-Key for no reason. I mean, either shit or get off the pot. You know what you're going to get from them.
Yeah, I mean, there's not that much to change. Like, I don't know how long they let CM Punk simmer, but it really couldn't have been for that long, really. I mean, was it like maybe a year or something like that?
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just like, okay, come on. You know, really, like you said, shitter it off the pot. It's really not that hard with those guys. They've already worked a lot.
Exactly. And now, obviously, I'm not saying future world champion. But for God's sake, you have no mid-card. No, he's okay. Just fucking give him something to do.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't stick him on Raw and he'll be fine.
No. On Raw, he'd be Casper and then he'd be bottom on the side of the road somewhere. Mm-hmm.
I think he could get along in SmackDown just fine too. He could have some, beat up some Jimmy Yang. Beat up some R-Truth and then start a feud with somebody, like a Morrison or something like that.
Sure, that would be awesome. Mm-hmm.
So, Danielson, they definitely, at least from what I hear there, is that he's really good in the ring. And I think I've seen a couple of his matches, and he's fairly impressed me in the couple of matches that I've seen.
Sure. And they're definitely getting the prize out of the two.
And is he younger than Nigel also?
Yes, he is.
Nigel
is 34 or 35, and Danielson is in his late 20s.
Yeah, I'm going to actually go and check that. I do not have bologna in my hand anymore.
Well, that's good. Okay, yeah, Danielson was born in 81, so that would make him 28.
Okay, and I'm scrolling down to Nigel here, so that was good. We split the difference here. We were 78, so he is a whopping 2 years younger than myself, so he's 31.
Okay, okay.
A little bit closer than we thought at first. But you know what? Still a little bit older, you know?
Right.
When it comes down to it, still 3 years. And what's Danielson's size?
He is billed at 5'9", 185.
That
could be a problem.
Yeah, well, and I think you had said it there. You're not saying future world champion. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason with him and, I almost called him Seidel, Evan Bourne in the mix, that they can't almost always have, and Rey Mysterio, really.
Right.
That they can't almost always have a good cruiserweight type O match.
That would be wonderful to see.
And hell, even if you shift around that waste of space, Chavo Guerrero, and he gets rid of his Hornswoggle never-ending feud. Chavo could job for Mr. Danielson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's perfectly capable of filling that role.
I would say.
So, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, it'll be interesting to see when the WWE lets him up then.
Definitely. They might hide him in Florida for 5 years. Who knows?
Yeah. You know, the Bella Twins come up within, 8 months or something like that. Brian Danielson needs three years of seasoning before he can get out of there.
Right. I wonder why the Bella Twins were called up so soon. Johnny Ace?
Oh, man. Well, my good sir, I've run out of steam for the most part.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired myself. And you probably had some alcoholic beverages that you need to work off there. So it's as good a time as any.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want it to end any worse than that kind of wind down of a conversation that we just had there. Seemed to all come to a quick screeching halt.
Oh, there would be more screeching halts to come, so let's just stop it right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, alrighty. Well, then, what? I guess we never figured this out. Are you always the first one to say goodbye on this one, or am I always the first one to say goodbye? I'm always used to the option.
No, I go first. I go first so you can tell them what your sippy time beer is, but this time it's a little bit different since we've already talked about that, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I'll just sign off anyway. This has been Dusty Giebink, and we'll catch you later.
And, to all the people out there that are, keeping it real and going cheap, this Miller Lite's for you.